Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't go back to sleep.
Why are you so grumpy, grouchy?
Why are you so grumpy? Come on.
You know why.
You took away my radio station.
Wrong. Wrong. We're all still here.
So where is this radio?
Turn it on. See if it works.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin.
Thanks for tuning in. Broadcasting live.
For your entertainment and amusement.
You can't beat that, can you?
It's showtime.
And here we go. Monday. Weird. It seems like just a few hours ago it was Friday.
Yeah, we didn't have to set an alarm to get up or anything.
Yeah, well, it's time to start a brand new week. A little chilly this morning. We're in the 40s. And looking ahead, let me just warn you straight up that at some point this week, probably Tuesday night, we're going to hit the first 20s of the year. Yeah, forecasted low for Tuesday, about 28.
Ripping the Band-Aid off. Okay.
Yeah. Time to get out that weighted blanket. Anybody use a weighted blanket? I want to hear about the weighted blanket, man. People talk about how great the weighted blanket is. I've never tried that. My sister swears by it. Let's see.
My dad's the same way. I'm just a regular old. If I have a sheet, I'm okay.
You give me any blankie and I'll be fine.
Yep.
602 now.
Good girl, because I got myself a good girl.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Morgan Wallen, Seven Summers, one of those songs that remind you how fast time flies, and boy, doesn't it.
Mm-hmm.
The year has flied by. It's 9 more days till Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And for many of us, many of you, only 2 paychecks to go before Christmas. Now,
yeah.
If you get paid on a Friday, Christmas falls on a Friday, which means you'll get paid on the 24th, probably. And speaking of payday, today may be payday for you. If it is, good for you. Mm-hmm. Yay!
Yeah. True.
It's the middle of the month check. You know what I'm saying? No house payment on there, probably.
That's the one where you can go out and get some extra food. Yeah.
that's the best kind. Yeah. Big weekend. Hope everybody had a good one. Not all of us got to go to Gatlinburg. Somebody on this show has been off gallivanting around the mountains of Tennessee this weekend. How was it?
Oh, it was so nice, you guys. I relaxed all weekend. I loved it.
Heavenly, wasn't it?
Was yes. It
beautiful over there?
Gorgeous. Such a nice weekend.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Coming up just a little bit later on, we've got a lot of fun stuff to get to. Working on the odds and ends for you right now. I'll have that at about 6:25.
93.1 The Wolf. With more new country for Winston Lex.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, odds and ends time. A lock of this hair is going to be auctioned off and is expected to bring somewhere in the neighborhood of $8,000. Here's what happened. A barber cut this hair and swept it up after giving this person a trim in 1977. The hair was mounted on a card and sold to a fan over in the UK. That fan is now selling that lock of hair. That lock of hair belonged to Elvis Presley.
Oh, I was getting ready to say.
Yeah, had to be somebody like that.
Wow.
Man, $8,000? Really? I thought he'd bring in maybe more.
That's it. One strand on an index card.
Oh, one strand. Okay, I was thinking a clump.
No, it's one strand.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, Tom Brady and the Bucks beat up on the Panthers this weekend, 46-23.
I know. So pitiful.
Sports.
The other day, Walmart's website temporarily crashed after the Sony PlayStation 5 was released online. The console quickly sold out. The PlayStation 5 cost $400 and is already being resold online for somewhere between $800 and $1,000.
Yep. Ooh. Yep.
Nope.
My wife was looking around on there just to see what it'd be, and they're supposedly releasing them in clumps, but Walmart's website says, yeah, we got a problem. We can't handle this.
So does she play games too?
No, she was looking at one for a gift for me, which I told her, nah, don't worry about it. I mean, we just would rather do something small this year. That's all. Nothing big.
She's a smart, practical guy. I like that.
Thanks. She's going to get a nice set of different colored coffee filters.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got to. That's the secret, though, to spice up the ordinary things, like making coffee.
You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Costco celebrating Thanksgiving with a 5-pound pumpkin cheesecake that is garnished with a spiced sour cream topping. The cheesecake sells for a mere $15.
Okay, that's not bad.
Another great Costco bargain. Well, the Cheetos cookbook is here. It is selling in a limited edition form. The Bon App Cheetos, a holiday cookbook by Chester and Friends. The cookbook can be purchased by making a $35 donation to the World Central Kitchen. The cookbook is available on Cheetos website and has recipes for Cheetos cheese balls, flaming hot tamales, popcorn balls, a Cheetos Mountain Dew drink, tasty, and Cheetos pumpkin pie and Cheetos mac and cheese.
Oh, the mac and cheese sounds the best out of all this, honestly.
Again, find that on their website. Well, Thanksgiving just got easier for some people, especially fans of nugs. Purdue is launching turkey nuggets to make Thanksgiving easier for you. Ooh. Purdue is selling turkey nuggets for Thanksgiving. The limited edition nuggets are called Thanks Nuggets.
Oh, well, I get it.
It was a long meeting to come up with that, wasn't it? We were in a conference room for hours.
Yep.
The dark meat nuggets taste like cranberry sauce and stuffing, while the white meat nuggets have hints of sweet potato.
Why? Why are they doing this to us?
Why wouldn't they just make it taste like turkey? I mean, that's it.
Or chicken.
Just leave it.
There's no fun and it just tasted like turkey. You got to add some colored, flavored solution through injection into that stuff to make it festive.
Yeah, you're right.
Artificial.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You get that syringe full of that liquid, and you start squirting that stuff in there, then whacking off those nuggets one by one. Get the machine cutting the nuggets.
Tasty.
Boy, nothing says Thanksgiving.
Pour me another drink. The words goodbye. I'm feeling them good vibes. Oh, I'm feeling them good vibes. Yeah.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. National Fast Food Day. The best or most outrageous fast food mashups ever. Now, fast food restaurants have tried over the years all kinds of weird stuff to make what they've got intriguing and to get you to come in and try something.
Yep.
Right.
I got a list here. And now, first of all, I will tell you, I have never tried any of these. These are all legitimate mashups fast food companies have created for you. The Burger King Whopperito.
Ooh.
That is all the ingredients on a Whopper, all chopped up, rolled into a burrito shell. Sounds delicious.
Great. Yeah, sounds really good.
Carl's Jr. / Hardee's, all the same company. Pepperoni pizza fries.
No complaints?
No complaints. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
You pretty much can add pepperoni to anything, and I am in.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely my favorite pizza topping, without question.
Pepperoni on pizza, pepperoni rolls, pepperoni by themselves.
I chop pepperoni up and put it in my spaghetti. When I make spaghetti sauce, I chop the pepperoni into shards, and I put it in the sauce and let it cook in the sauce.
Okay.
And add some pepperoni flavor. Plus, you get those bites of pepperoni when you eat the sauce and the spaghetti.
You're a crafty man.
Yeah, we're hanging out with a true Italian.
Hey, try it. You'll like it. KFC's Double Down. Have you ever tried this?
I have. I tried it once.
And your review? First of all, before you say that, I'm going to tell people what that is.
Yeah, because I need to know.
It is two pieces of fried chicken filet instead of the typical bread containing bacon, cheese, and sauce. Variants have included filets that are grilled or with a spicy zinger coating.
Okay, so it's no bun. It's chicken on the outside.
It is. It's two chicken patties that act as the bun.
Pretty daggone heavy on your stomach.
Yeah, you got to worry about the bread, though. That's the best part.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going keto. Mm-hmm. Ain't got to worry about the bread.
Pizza Hut's hot dog stuffed crust.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. I always wondered, why would a pizza place shove hot dogs in a crust and serve it? But, you know, whatever. People bought it.
Cinnabon's Pizza Bun.
Yeah, I think I'd try it. I mean, it's Cinnabon. Anytime anybody says Cinnabon, I'm like, yeah, I'll go.
It doesn't involve, like, the icing, right? It's just like, I hope it's just the, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the Cinnabon cinnamon roll. Yeah, but the icing is not part of it. Yes.
Thank goodness. Ooh.
And Dunkin' Donuts donut sandwich, which is pretty self-explanatory. The outer part of the sandwich is, donuts.
Is our nerd nerd nerd.
Yeah,
so I'll take it.
Donut sandwich. You know, nothing sounds worse for you that I can think of than a donut sandwich.
Yeah, like a donut cheeseburger. It's so good.
The Whopperito sounds better for you than the donut sandwich.
You're right. It's just a Whopper kind of chopped up. That's it.
I got to be honest with you. I am so intrigued with that. I want to try the Whopperito.
Yeah.
Same.
I mean, that sounds fantastic. And I pulled a picture of one of these things up. It looks fantastic.
Looks good. Mm.
I'd try that in 2 seconds flat. No problem.
With a donut sandwich.
With a donut sandwich. Hey, the Whopperito cut into smaller pieces and each piece sandwiched between two donuts.
That's hot.
Time is throw them around. Need some good vibes on a Monday. I told you preparations are being made for the arrival of a celebrity in town.
Who, Dale? Who?
That celebrity will arrive a week from Saturday. That celebrity is Santa Claus.
Oh,
Santa!
I know him.
He's coming to the mall this year. For a lot of people, that Four Seasons Santa is the Santa. But you got to make reservations this year, by the way. I will tell you that right away. You can't just go line up. You got to have a reservation.
That is a huge setup in the mall. That is huge.
If you're new to town, it's on level one there in Center Court. And they were making preparations the other day for his arrival. I checked his schedule because I have access to those kinds of pieces of information.
Damn.
And he will arrive next Saturday at 11 a.m. So be ready for your visit. Don't forget, though, you got to make that reservation.
I'm making it right now.
Right. Call it!
Well, you know, I'm big on not having a cell phone when you're, like, with company or doing stuff. And I've always felt guilty being at, like, a concert or some kind of event and filming the whole time. But I guess it actually has been proven that using your phone during events makes you enjoy the event more and not less.
What?
So it turns out that I'm the one who's been missing out this whole time. And that goes for anything. Like, I was even watching the CMAs the other night, snuggling my baby. And I'm like, okay, if I keep like putting stuff on my story, I'm not paying attention to this. I'm not paying attention to my baby. Turns out I probably would have had a better time watching it and snuggling if I had just kept posting stuff on my phone from it.
Artists hate it when you're at the show taking pictures and taking video. They hate that.
They're like, just enjoy the moment.
Right. Yeah.
I do love enjoying it.
A lot of them try to ban the use of, but it's impossible to do that.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Besides, everybody now uses their flashlight, you know, instead of the lighter when they do the...
You know, kind of like the people who still, at the Greensboro Coliseum, they were still able to get some lighters in there. I seen one with a... I don't know how they got it in there, but it was one of those candle lighters, grill lighters. And they were going back and forth. I'm like, how did they get that in here?
Yeah, exactly.
But still. You know me, I'm all about the motivational lyrics and quotes and everything. And I have a motivational quote for you this morning. It's a true quote. You can look it up. The best thing to do first thing in the morning is to go right back to sleep.
Amen.
Happy Monday.
It's worth a Google. Check it. Tim McGraw's got a new greatest hits package coming out just in time for the holidays. Cash grab. This song's on there, by the way. Humble and Kind. Here's Tim on the Wolf.
You know there's a lie.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
You know, I go to the movies for one reason. You know, I go for the previews. The previews are the best. You ever hear the previews guy? Are you ready? One man, one decision, one desire. You know that place before that guy does that? You really think about it. It's the only thing that guy could do for a living, you know? He couldn't be like a mechanic or anything. Hey, how much for that transmission? An arm and a leg. And he could take any topic, regardless of what it is, and make it cool with that voice. It'd be...
In the city, you must fight to survive. He sold tortillas on the corner, and the mob wanted in.
I don't know who this guy is, but I want him and his tortillas. Dead!
He had one chance, and his chance was to fight back. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Listen to me. These are my tortillas, and I'm not going to get them out here. You got to get out of here. They're trying to kill you. Get out. Let go of me.
Double the action. Triple the excitement.
Get down.
More the excitement.
Get down again.
They didn't know who he was.
Mijito, who are those men who came here? What did they want?
Listen to me. You have to keep your head down. They're trying to take my tortillas. One man. One desire. Arnold Schwarzenegger this summer is...
No!
Little Tortilla Boy.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Still chasing you.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf 7:25. Hey, listen, kids break stuff.
What?
And
no.
If you've got kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I had two boys. Now they're grown now, but I'll tell you what. When they were little, they were holy terrors, man. You let these guys alone, and you're gonna come back and find a bunch of stuff wrong. That's all there is to it. Because these guys were rough and tumble. They still are, except they're huge. They're huge men, and they're still rough and tumble.
And they could pick you up with one hand, grab you by the head, and pick you up and go, hi, Dad.
Crack you like a walnut. So Annie's son, Frank, who is very
he's
active.
He's a hoss.
He's very active. He's very curious, and he's going to be a big boy.
Yes, he is.
All right. So kids get into this thing. And you know, if you have kids, you know, they get into these phases where whether it's hair pulling or, you know, biting or throwing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank is in the midst of throwing stuff.
And boy, is he throwing stuff. He literally chucks things across the room out of anger, and it's stressful. And so now we moved into this house in July and got a nice new TV. Finally, being adults, big living room, big TV.
Grown up.
Actually, it broke. He threw something at it about 2 months ago and broke it. So what do we do as adults? We go and put something on our credit card, even though we don't want to, and we get another TV.
Atta girl.
And what happened on Thursday? He broke it.
Again?
He Broke it again. Yeah. And neither one of these TVs have insurance because they don't cover things like that in insurance. They cover the BS part of things, stuff that never happens.
So what did he throw at the TV?
So it's literally the extension of his fire truck, the cherry picker, the little plastic piece with the little plastic basket on the end. It's like a big, huge, not life size, but a very big sized fire truck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's got a decent sized ladder on it. And I guess he just chucked that piece hard enough, boy. Mm-mm. And the first time it happened, it was Danny who was there and witnessed it happen right in front of him before he could handle it kind of thing. And, so Danny was very mad that time. And I was like, oh, it's a TV, it's fine. And then it went black, and I was like, no, our TV. Okay, now it's gone, you know. This time it was me who got to be here for it, and I was so angry, you guys. But I was like, your dad's going to be so mad. But I was like, I was the bad one. So.
Sorry. Yeah. I know since I don't have kids, obviously you should come to me for advice.
Yeah. Right.
But I think this is the time where you return them to the stork.
Yeah, I asked, and I was told no, that can't happen anymore. Yeah. They stopped taking returns on those.
I
finally understand now what my mom always meant when she was screaming at us, saying, I can never have anything nice, because you can't. Every time I turn around, it's something new.
Yeah, when you have expensive things, you know, you got to learn to either pack them away for a while. When I say a while, mm-hmm. I mean a few years. Or be sure they're so far out of reach that they just can't be reached by these marauding little humans.
Yeah, now we learned a lesson. No toys are going to be allowed in the living room whatsoever. And we're going to mount the next TV, which all I can say, the only good part about any of this is thank God it's almost Black Friday.
You're right. Hey, you put plexiglass in front of it. Do like everybody else in society. Yeah.
Like people on golf courses who plexiglass in their decks so the balls don't go in and hit them while they're out there barbecuing. Pow!
That's another one.
Four!
I know other parents' experiences, and I got to know how they're feeling. I got to know what's happened. What if people broke? I want to know.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Kids break stuff. Sometimes it's expensive stuff. My ex-wife, every year, for many years, I had bought her a Swarovski Christmas ornament. The Swarovski crystal ornament. There's a new one every year. They only make so many of them every year. And she has quite a collection of those. A few years ago, my youngest son, I don't know the circumstances, I don't know what the impetus was, but the end result was two of those ornaments being broken. Now, let me explain to you that my ex-wife had no patience whatsoever for this kind of nonsense. I mean, none. None. Zero. She had no patience for it at all. When they wrestled or whatever, she was like, what's wrong with these kids?
They're kids. They're having fun.
So it was not a pretty sight. It was not a good day. It turned into a bad week because
now,
of that.
Sure. And those crystals, once they make a certain amount, they're done. Unless somebody buys a stash, then you buy them at a higher price.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. You got to go looking for the ones you broke to replace the ones that are in your collection. And when you've got 20-some years of those things, you know. Anyway, it's tough. Kids are rough. They just do stuff like that. Just like Frank. Yeah. Little Frank broke two TVs.
Y'all, it's $1,000.
No. That's why you need to have another kid so they can play with each other and not throw stuff.
Yeah, distract it.
Shut up.
Yeah, there you go.
So when's number two coming along anyway? Let's start bugging her about that. When's number two?
Yeah, what's number two?
Never.
Why you look like you're blank stare?
If you could just see her face, she's like glazed over.
I hate it here with you, you guys.
No, you don't.
You don't put that bad juju on me.
Anyway. Your stories. We had some people text in that said, hey, here's what happened with mine.
We've had a ton of comments. A lot of stuff has been broken. So Keegan Wright said that he put brand new countertops in his kitchen, and his daughter set a hot pan on it, and it melted.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no.
There's also Steve on Instagram said he once had an incredibly strong magnet. He held it near an older RCA TV, mm-hmm. and that magnet messed with the picture tube. Mm-hmm. And this was like late 60s, early 70s. So his folks were not happy when they had a color TV that turned into a black and white TV. And I'm not going to lie, I see quite a few things. Bodily injury, there's a lot of broken arms. Taryn Rigney says her nose was broken in two places by her kid. And Candy Pitt says her daughter broke her own collarbone. And I saw a lot of parents say that your kid will break your heart. And I already know that time is coming too, and I'm not looking forward to it.
I don't know how my children even survive. I mean, I don't know how they're still alive.
Look at them now.
Yeah, look at them now. They're huge. We'll continue the discussion a little bit.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95. It's a 90s party, so get along. It's a 90s party, so get along.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Brantley Gilbert, and Bottoms Up. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, and I Wake Up with The Wolf Show. It is Monday, November 16th. Only four more days till the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Chatmas, Virginia. Population 1,316.
Salute!
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Music brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
Fever is the leading sign of COVID-19, so you...
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Luke Combs, Love It On You, 7:54. Time for those party hats.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, you share your birthday with Pete Davidson. He's 26. He's from Saturday Night Live. Mason Ramsey, he's 13. He is the Walmart yodeler, if you don't already know him.
Sorry.
And, you know, he's actually a little better than that. Chase, good job, though. Good job.
Thank you.
Missy Pyle is 47. Kimberly J. Brown, famous from Halloween Town. She's 35 today. And let's see, we got Lisa Bonet, who is married to Jason Momoa.
Lucky her. There we go.
She's 52 today. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 42, and Terry Labonte is 64 today. We have some local ones. We actually missed one yesterday, guys. You two are big fans of him, Scotty Pierman. It was his birthday yesterday.
Hey, Scotty, your local long driver, man. Whew, I never seen anybody hit a ball like that guy can. It's unbelievable. He can smash it. I don't know how the ball doesn't explode when he hits it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And some local birthdays today. Madison Beasley of Walkertown, Blair Moore of Pleasant Garden, Zach McGee of Thomasville, Teresa Hodge of Randleman, and Kyle Veach of Winston-Salem. Happy birthday, y'all. Get your future birthday in right now. Go to 931wolfcountry.com so we can shout you out. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, now from the land of law and order, Nimrod News. So this 32-year-old guy named Tommy Polhoffer, he was the victim of a hit and run in London recently. Oh, no. A hit and run. That's horrible. He had to be taken to the hospital for x-rays. No wonder a car hit the poor guy.
Poor fella.
So he goes off to the hospital for the x-rays. And turns out the radiologist was shocked to find a phone stuck up his, you know, back door. How'd it get there? Well, turned out he's a career criminal. The phone was probably stolen, and the cop think he was trying to hide it up there. Ouch!
Yeah, apparently he was a career butt stuffer, too, to get that up there.
But that wasn't an iPhone 11. Holy mackerel. Tommy has a rap sheet as long as my arm and spent several years in jail for a string of robberies over a decade ago. This time he assaulted several people at the hospital and also sprouted out a bunch of racist nonsense during his tirade. Even though he was the victim of the hit and run, it sounds like he caused the crash. He admitted to theft, dangerous driving, driving without insurance, 3 counts of harassment, and 7 counts of assault.
Ugh.
Man, this guy is busy. Busy, wow. Busy.
Well, he's not doing anything productive. He's got to do all the unproductive stuff, I guess.
A judge just sentenced him to 3 years in prison. Unfortunately, the cops weren't able to find the phone. Second thought, maybe it was fortunate that the guy did not get his phone back. Hey, here's your phone. Maybe you don't want to know where it's been.
I think sanitizer would help it.
I don't know how much sanitizer would take to clean that up.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Ho, 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 ho. It's that time of year when everybody is out shopping and getting ready for Christmas. And we've been doing it a little bit early here in the nerd world. Why? PS5.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Was released along with the Xbox, but for me, I'm a PS5 person. Anyway, they released them and they. All the websites everywhere crashed, especially Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
They completely have lost all their inventory. Nobody knows what's going on. So if you're looking for a PS5 right now for Christmas, the likelihood of you finding one in time is slim to none.
Right.
Which is sad for me.
Well, every guy who's been staying at home this whole time has burned up the old PS whatevers or the old Xbox whatevers, and they need that new sparkly one for Christmas to keep them busy.
Shiny.
Yeah, their old PS has turned into a POS, and now they need to replace it.
There it is.
Yeah, Danny hit me with that one the other day. He goes, well, now that the TV's broken, is this the right time to ask for a new PS5?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, sweetie. That's what I would have said. Speaking of things for holidays, if you haven't gotten yet the Disney Plus service, just a heads up, as of Friday, Disney Plus passed 73 million subscribers.
Ooh.
And you know what? I think a lot of that is just driven by one thing. Mandalorian.
Star Wars. Yep. You're right. You're probably right.
It's driven by that one thing.
That's what y'all think it's driven by, Disney Plus.
Listen, let me tell you something. For you people who are not nerds or not into Star Wars, The Mandalorian is a great show. Forget that it's connected to Star Wars, that it's a continuing Star Wars story, because it's just a flat out, it's just a good show.
It is. Very good. And I sent Dale behind the scenes of how they make it. It is unbelievable.
The way they do that show, the technical portion of that is beyond, it's like science fiction. It's incredible.
Look, I believe y'all nerds, but I'm really still on this whole, you really think people have downloaded Disney Plus because of The Mandalorian?
I do.
Right.
I do, yes.
Okay. I just know there's a lot of Disney movie freaks out there.
It's Mandalorian and the whole Star Wars universe thing. I think that's what really drives it. I understand what you're saying about, you know, all the people who love the Disney princesses and all the other Disney movies, but I think it's driven by Star Wars.
And math-wise, if there's 73 million subscribers at an average of $7 per subscriber, Disney per month $511 million.
So much math.
That's enough to keep the special effects machine running.
That's right. If you're living around Greensboro, you may see a veterans resource ride going around. The GTA has a 40-foot city bus transform into a mobile resource center for veterans and their families. The Greensboro Transit Agency spokesperson, Kevin Elwood, said this year they feel like we needed to go the extra mile in order to ensure our veterans are taken care of, that they are aware of information that will benefit them and help them live the best life possible. And on board the bus is different information to help veterans this time of year. Of course, Veterans Day not too long ago, but they want to keep this thing a year round to help all the veterans across the triad.
Nice.
That is so cool.
If you are shipping packages this time of year, USPS says, hey, here are your dates. This is when you're going to have to get these in the mail by. USPS Retail Ground Service, December the 15th. First Class Mail Service, December the 18th. Priority Mail, December the 19th. And the very last day that you can get anything in is Priority Mail Express Service, December the 23rd. That's pushing it.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Okay. Good advice.
And last one. Yeah, exactly. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. You know how you have a hexagon, a septagon, a shape with 1,000 sides is called a chilagon.
Does that exist?
Yeah, I guess technically you can have as many sides as you want on something.
I bet that thing is laid back, don't you?
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Things You Need to Know.
Yeah, you saw what I did there.
That was good. I like that. All right. Woo!
Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff. Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff. Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff. Flushing, flushing, flushing stuff.
Headache-inducing noise. All right, fruitcake. Are we going to flush it? Are we going to keep it? Let's go around the room. First up, Chase.
All right. I like fruit. I like cake separate. But fruitcake, I can't get behind it. My parents love it, like the Southern Supreme you get down the road here in the Triad.
Yep.
No, get rid of it.
All right, over to Annie.
So I don't have a valid opinion on this. If I went with the stereotypical thing I've always learned, it's that fruitcake is disgusting, and I'm going to have to say no. But if I go with a side of me that has literally never tried fruitcake, then I can't give you an honest opinion because I don't know if it's crap or if it's delicious.
How old are you again?
28.
How can you almost reach the age of 30 and have never tried fruitcake?
Because I think that my whole life you jokingly hear all the Christmas stuff that fruitcake is crap. And so anytime it's ever been somewhere near me, first of all, I've never heard someone say, oh my God, try the fruitcake. It's delicious.
Most, you know, delicious.
But, yeah, right. But I've never also tried it out of my own wonder. I'm just kind of like, I don't think it would probably be bad though. Cake and fruit, I'm okay with that. I like, you know, like a dump cake with peaches and stuff. Yeah. I could do
Dale,
it.
Let's say you.
My dad liked fruitcake and he insisted that I try it, saying, it's delicious. Give it a try. after one bite, I realized that my dad had no idea what tasted good.
Taste buds were just a wee bit off.
Dallas, buddy, oh. You're wrong on this one. It's terrible. So, yeah, it's a definite flush for me.
We had someone text in, and they said, flush that. It's only good for a doorstop. But we also had someone say, don't flush it. They love it. They make it themselves all the time. Plus, Publix has a great one, too, if you want to try it out.
Okay, so 680 Wolf, you can text us either way, but I feel like I know which way this is leaning.
I'll tell you which way it's going, straight down. It's out of here. Can't do it.
Push that log down. Never mind. That wouldn't work up. Never mind.
Next door news time, Annie.
If you're an early decorator or maybe enjoy Christmas lights year-round, there is a Grinch roaming the neighborhood of the Pecan Ridge neighborhood here in Kernersville.
Uh-oh.
People's Christmas lights are being cut with scissors or something.
Come on!
Right. So a neighbor posted, and they said live in the Pecan Ridge area, and they've had their holiday decorations cut repeatedly. Their kids love the lights, so they keep them up year-round, and they'll continue to replace the cut strands and keep the lights up for them, but it's getting a little ridiculous. They even put up cameras now in hopes of catching whoever keeps doing it. This is the fifth time it's happened over the past few weeks.
I gotta tell you, I'll be setting me up a little covert checkpoint chicky, and I'd catch them in the act.
So, yeah, they're hot about it. A lot of the other neighbors jumped on there and said, I can't believe this. Sorry it's happening to you. Yeah, make sure you watch those cameras, set up a trap, et cetera. You know, just that normal stuff. And I'd be so mad about it, too. Why would anybody want to do that to somebody else's property? And, you know, I think it's kind of funny because somebody posted on here, which kind of gave it a different perspective, that it might be a critter doing it. A neighbor said they had the same problem. And she said, well, maybe it's squirrels. We caught squirrels biting into our lights all into pieces.
You should be able to tell on the wire if it's been gnawed or cut.
Right. And this is, and that's what the poster said. They said, yeah, I mean, this is a super clean cut. Wouldn't it look chewed if it were squirrels? Yeah. And this lady said, interestingly enough, our wires were clean cut too. And we would have never have thought it was a squirrel if we had not caught one in action.
So, squirrel were so, would you put out mothballs or something?
I don't know, but it's either nature acting like nature or these squirrels hate Christmas.
Yeah.
There are a couple tricks, I guess. Aluminum foil you can wrap around it. And then there's people who say they sell, like, squirrel-proof lights, which I never thought a squirrel would be an issue for Christmas lights. They must have a ton of squirrels around their house.
12-gauge or a 20-gauge, you don't want to work.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
410 will do it. 410 will do a squirrel.
You're right.
So, I guess today's moral of Next Door News is, you know, things might not always be what they seem, and I'm glad that maybe this time around it's not a vandalizer, but we're going to follow up, because if it is, we're going to call you out, buddy. But I want to know your saucy neighborhood news. Share it with us. Text us 336-680-WOLF, or you can shoot us a DM at 931-THE-WOLF.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Morgan Wallen, 7 Summers. Wake Up with The Wolf Show, Got to Go, coming up next, Katie and Company, and I'm looking out the window. It could not be more gorgeous than it is today. Mm-hmm. Sunshine all day long today. In fact, we got a long stretch of days here with plenty of sunshine. Cool temperatures, 61 later, it's already 52. High tomorrow will only be 55.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably still a little cool outside. I wouldn't hit up the pool today. I might wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, might be one away. Have an awesome day, whatever you do. This Lippy's gone, Dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody. Bye everybody.
Music brought to you by Calm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.